Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's go to Dan in Rochester, who would like to share. Rochester, New York. Rachacha wants to share a little Bill's perspective. Go ahead, Dan. The floor is yours.
Indeed. Thanks for taking my call, guys. I got to say, I do truly appreciate your sobered, measured approach rather than making excuses and whining, which brings me to Patriots fans in general. It's time for some real talk, guys. I realize it's a nightmare for you right now. You got your teeth kicked in, but this new reality is not going away. For the next 10 to 15 years, you'll have to deal with this feeling. And it's hard for you because you're used to winning for the last 20 years and doing nothing but that. It's Patriots privilege, guys. I hate to use that PC term, but that's exactly what it is. You're the most insufferable, entitled fan base in the NFL, and you don't want to hear that. But that's the reality. And so you were in a bubble for 20 years. That bubble started to close in on you earlier this year with the game at Gillette. You were in denial about what you saw, but now you can't be in denial any longer. The bubble has burst. You realize the NFL just doesn't hand out division championships and Super Bowls to you because you like being fat and happy. Like, winning is not just handed to you. And look, I'm saying this passionately as a Bills fan who grew up a stone's throw from the stadium. I was a kid during the back-to-back-to-back Super Bowl losses. I know what losing feels like. So now you have just a tiny little bit of the same feeling, you know, which you haven't had a whiff of for two decades. I know I'm going on here, but I'm going to quickly finish up and I'll leave it to you guys. But I just want to say, the reality is this for you guys, your team. Neither on offense nor on defense are you ready to handle the caliber of team you faced last night. Your beloved McCorkle is a seemingly competent game manager with a very low ceiling. So my advice to you moving forward is to feel your feelings, swallow your delusional pride, and suck it up. Go Bills.
Well, I always said that humble pie is a dish that is worst served cold. Especially on the road, it tastes like crap, but choking it down, kind of like Dan from Rochester, and I guess air quotes, thanks for the call, but I don't disagree with some of what you said. It's part of the process, Andy, and yeah, the Patriot fans were able to, we were gifted being able to be front runners for two decades. It's like, Chris Curtis said the greatest gift Tom Brady ever gave New England was the ability to wake up in August and say, like, okay, I'll see you. Like, we'll be relevant all year, and I'll see you at the AFC Championship. So all we knew was greatness. And the Belichick-Brady marriage was the greatest in regional sports, if not maybe America, this century, if not the NFL forever. Times have changed. And all I wanted was the Patriots to become relevant and competitive again. And they did just that this year. So therefore, I say the season is a success. And while Mac Jones doesn't have the ceiling of a Josh Allen physically, we've yet to see, we're years away from seeing what he truly and fully may become. That said, the division is going to be I'll just go straight out with it. Division is going to be a pain in the ass for a long time to come. The Bills are really good. Josh Allen's contract kicks in soon, so they won't probably have the loaded defense that they've had, and their offense will turn over. The Jets have a lot of early first-round draft picks. They've got some talent on both sides of the ball, and I think they found themselves a quarterback as well with Zach Wilson, who looked much better in the second half of the season. Also, their kick returner, that Berrios kid, man, he would have looked good in a Pats uniform. Oh, and Miami, hey, they might trade for Deshaun Watson, which would be a freaking nightmare for the Patriots. So the new normal, which I wrote about yesterday on WEEI.com, Andy, is it was great for so long. God bless the memories, the Super Bowl trips, all the DVDs, the merchandise you have. Don't expect it to be that way. Just enjoy the fact that you at least have the infrastructure to be competitive, and you're never going to be, well, we'll never be season-long as embarrassed as we were last night, and that's all I have to say about that.
Well, Dan can take his victory lap, but my retort would be, you'll also never be the Bills. You'll never go 2 decades of sucking, of looking up at somebody, not sniffing the postseason. Because the Patriots had one down year, and you can take your victory lap because you whooped them, and you whooped them good, and you might whoop them for years. But compared to the other 30 teams, not just the Patriots, not just the Bills, Patriots won 10 games, and they were in the playoffs with a rookie quarterback. So if that's the low light, that's a pretty high low light. And Matt Slater was right when he said this isn't reality. Perspective is needed. The last 20 years was not National Football League reality. We lived it. It was great, but it's over. But if reality, if the real world kicking you in the nuts is a playoff loss in January, you still got things pretty good. Pretty good to be playing in the playoffs, regardless of how badly you get your butt whooped when you're actually in that game.
I was ready to take another. I couldn't agree with you more. And that's why, the season is a success. I'll put that out there in addition to the Mac Jones question and any other grouses you guys care to share on the two-way sports talk radio. It is a success. Now, I wouldn't be surprised, Andy, if the Patriots do take a step back in 2022 to recalibrate for 2023 and beyond, because, again, Mac Jones is only 23. He still has growing to do between the ears and from head to toe as well. Like the fact that he was able to come in as the game-ready, NFL-ready, really intense, well-studied, pro-caliber product is great. They did make it to the playoffs. As we saw last night, there were some deficits on this roster, but the Patriots were only as good against sometimes adequate to inferior competition, and certainly not as good against playoff caliber or dominant competition. Buffalo has been building this for years. We saw the storm coming. It's here, and now they're going to have to keep up with it. We did live in a bubble for 2 decades. What happened is not supposed to happen, and it probably will never happen again. Lucky us for the journey. That's why we have to recalibrate our expectations now. And the Bills are going to be a pain in the ass in the stands, a pain in the ass in the division. Okay, that's fun. Long live rivalry. That's why we sports fan. That's why we are going nowhere, just like the Bills aren't going anywhere, and I don't think Mac Jones is either. Now, I was ready to take another couple of calls. Nick, Matt, Nathan, hold on. Someone just dialed in, and they want to immediately retort to Dan from Buffalo. Carrie and Beverly, what do you got to say?
GFY, Dan from Rochester.
That's it?
That's it. Well, you know what? Honestly, Carrie, it's that simple.
Simple.
Good. I like it. And you know what, Carrie? It's nice. Good for you. Thank you for that call, Carrie. Because that shows me, Andy, that there's still, there's not complete resignation, defeat. There's not people turning around and saying, but I was promised that we would go back to the Super Bowl with the Patriots. I was booking my tickets in the middle of the season. We'll get to what happened in the middle of the season and how delusional and ridiculous it was that we all bought into the Brady versus Belichick Super Bowl 56 hype in just a little bit. Doesn't that also now seem a little crazy in the rear view when you look back at it, Andy?
Not for me, because I thought it was crazy at the time. I never bought into the Super Bowl hype. I just, the football outsiders, numbers that they ran, whatever they did when they had 4 of the top 5 Super Bowls, including the Patriots, is one of the best arguments against computers and analytics and numbers that I have ever seen, because it was one of the dumbest things that I have ever seen shared by either man or computer. It was idiotic at the time.
It's crazy to think that people, I mean, look, there's a difference between having your fun with it. Like, yeah, I can't wait. It's the way it's supposed to be. Like, you know, the hype and hyperbole and the nonsense that we sometimes drive in the media just for the sake of engagement that, you know, some super fans and, you know, knuckleheads with social media accounts who don't even use their own real first name on the radio or Twitter, you know, whoever those people may be.
Oh, I was fighting with some trolls last night. I have a half a second here to rant against the trolls?
By all means, please, calls. Hold on, Andy, rant on.
Because some jack wagons, I call them circle jerks because they pounce on you. They're a bunch of jerks that like to circle people and bully them on Twitter. We're trying to pounce on me and Ryan Hannibal in the Off Day podcast last night. Oh, unfollow these guys. You don't want to. They're haters and this and that. And I said simply, please do. I don't want you following me. I'm not for you if you can't accept that I may say some things different than what you think, that I may criticize your team or its players or its coach at various times. If you don't want that, I'm fine with it. I'm not for everyone. What's the old cliche? There's a reason there's so many flavors of ice cream. Everybody has different tastes. I'm fine with that. But to go on Twitter and get some glee about telling others of your jerk friends to unfollow people and don't listen to them, to me is the modern example of what's wrong with this world in general, this groupthink, that if we don't all think alike, then we don't think together at all. We ignore the other side of the coin and the opinion. So please do. If you follow me and you hate what I say on Twitter about the Patriots or about life, it's very simple. Unfollow me. Mute me. I don't want you in my world. I don't need you in my world, just like you don't want me in your world. So let's make it simple. Break up with us. I would appreciate that, and you'd probably feel better off. So, okay, rant over.
Yeah, cancel culture can GFY as well. And the fact I will never understand, you know, I play along merrily because I love you know, it's all in fun. Sports are supposed to be fun.
Yes.
This is entertainment. And, you know, contrarian takes and opinions don't take the bait. A lot of times people are doing this for the sake of theater. There are far more P.T. Barnums, if you will, showmen of different caliber in this world than there are people who legitimately want you to do poorly in this life. And just because a Max Kellerman, who I used to work with and knew for years in New York City, said that Brady was going to fall off a cliff for a long time, just because he was trying to get some attention and, you know, find a way to burrow into, if you will, Pat's Nation. And, you know, it was great for our theater and dynamic and for radio and discussion. Doesn't mean these are terrible people that you need to, like, wish poor on or that you need to, like, try to come after. Relax, everybody. It's just, I mean, it is just a game. It's also more than a game. And if you've lost your joy of it because you can't always be superior or because someone disagrees with you, maybe take a minute, take a walk, go have a snack. I don't know. Do the whole 30. Maybe do a juice cleanse, something. I don't know. But just don't be so damn negative because life is too short to spend all that time being so down on it and trying to drag other people into your pit of misery. Hey, speaking of pits of misery, how about Matt in Rhode Island? What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, I do appreciate all season long you bring a lot of energy to the shows, and, you know, obviously that's much appreciated. I don't want to burn my tires too much on that guy from Rochester. As a coach in youth sports, like, you have to, like, I do understand, like, losing is part of it, and, you know, stereotypical, you know, being about all the Pats fans, you know, that's fine and stuff. But just on one note, you might want to make those comments, like, after you hold one Lombardi. So come back, you know, then we can talk. But listen, on the game, like, all the points we can make cumulatively, I don't think about all the mistakes. I don't even think it would have made a difference last night. They were just that much better than you. And Josh Allen, you know, came to play. It was really severely disappointing when you got guys out there, you know, 12 men in the huddle. What in the hell was Jonnu Smith doing? He was in when he tipped that ball, he was in Meyer's space. I mean, you can't possibly come out to a playoff game with that kind of, you know, lack of preparation, I guess you would say. So, but I mean, you just got blown off the field, and you gotta accept that and move on. Just quickly on Mac Jones, like, he did come to play last night. You know, you got to hand it to the kid, like, on that. But, you know, Josh Allen's just a different breed. He's a guy, in MMA terms, he's a guy that can submit you on the ground. And, you know, you know, anyway, he can knock you out. And he proved last night that he's a major force, I mean, going forward. So, hey, guys, it was a great season. Stuff to build on. There's also stuff to, you know, be negative about. But you guys do a great job, you know, throughout and keeping the energy up. All right, thanks a lot. Have a good one.
Thanks, Matt.
And thank you for your calls and the participation and engagement as well, Matt. I really appreciate it. Always good to hear from Double Dry Hop Matt down in Rhode Island. And yes, again, I take more positive than negative away from the season, Andy. There are some negatives. There are questions. And that's okay because these will be building blocks. Hopefully these holes will be filled in. It may take some time to address them. You're not supposed to just 2 years, even 1 year removed, let alone 2 years removed from a double dynastic run like that with some of the greatest players of all time at their positions, just be able to turn around and say, like, hey, guys, we have another Super Bowl-ready team. They made it to the playoffs this year. I can't guarantee that they're going to make it to the playoffs next year, but this season was successful. But I do want to put this to you, Andy, before we go back to the calls. I think this is something Pats fans are going to kick around and will probably be a talking point for a while here on the station and bars, breweries, driveways, and beyond for days and weeks to come. Who do you think was more responsible for the fact that the Patriots were blown off the field last night? Was it the coaching and how the Patriots were unable to scheme up and prevent the deluge of offense from Josh Allen? I mean, literally not making him punt in two straight games. Or is it just flat out the talent on the field and the fact that Hightower, McCourty, Van Noy, et al., along with some injuries, were just a step slower and can't keep up the way they used to? So is it Bill the GM or Bill the coach we're talking about more this week?
Talent. Bill the GM, even though I think he had a really good year. You know, I'm with Barrett that he could – I mean, he was just awarded somebody's executive of the year for everything he did this offseason and the free agency rebuilding, the drafting of Mack and Ramondre and Barmore. But I still think talent-wise, there were some limitations to this roster. And now it's not awful. That's why you're in the playoffs. That's why I get back to you did win 10 games – but there's a difference in the NFL, and we see it every year. The wild card teams, the teams that are, I have this old saying, there's playoff teams and there's teams that just made the playoffs. There is a difference. The Buffalo Bills have now proven themselves a playoff team. They don't just make the playoffs. They are a playoff team built to win against good teams in January, those types of matchups. The Patriots made the playoffs. They were right on that borderline. They're in that world. Hell, with the Miami Dolphins and these other teams, that if you just beat the crappy teams, if you just win the games you're supposed to, you're in the hunt for the postseason. Patriots proved that. Dolphins proved that, right? Both teams had seven-game winning streaks that I think were fraudulent to some degree, and both had a chance to make the postseason. In my opinion, both would get blown out of the postseason in similar matchups, the Dolphins and these mediocre teams. The Patriots need to make that next step from playoff contender, borderline playoff team, to true Super Bowl contender, and it's all about talent to me. And I would also say Josh Allen just showed you why teams are so willing to risk top 10, top 5 picks on big, strong, athletic, playmaking quarterbacks. Sometimes you crash and burn magnificently because you're lured by talent and the guy can't actually play at the NFL level. Or when you hit it, when you scratch the right numbers on that lottery ticket, that's what you get, a guy who is playing at an historic level of football right now. So I think it was about talent. The Bills were the more talented team.
As simply put as this from Good Morning Football's Kyle Brandt, who tweeted out last night. Let me see. What was his tweet last night? He wrote, you quote tweeted it. You said the truth is never mean. Last night, Kyle Brandt, who – I'm not sure if he's officially a Bills fan, but seems to have...
he had a jersey on.
Yeah, he did. He seems to have kind of taken or caught into the Bills mafia in recent year. He said, but it's the Patriots. How is this happening? Whether he's actually trolling Pats fans, the media, or a little bit of both. He wrote, because the Bills have better players and a much better team, idiots. I could have done without the insult at the end of it.
Was
at the
same time,
it's a little
mean. Isn't this guy cover all 32 teams?
Like, it seems a little biased right there. And also, hey, Kyle Brandt, you do a great job. I love your choice of contenders clothing on the Good Morning Football show, et cetera. But at the same time, you haven't done so great with those CBS NFL Today picks. All those teams that you seem to try to rally up don't do so well. One quick call, and then we got to take a break. Nick in Boston, what do you got on the offense, guy?
Oh, I think the offense is fine. I mean, I think people complain about McDaniels, they complain about Mack, but there was nothing they could have done last night and really for the last month when you get a defense that just can't stop anything. I pretty much thought Mack Jones was a winner when he had that pick six against Dallas, that Diggs guy had a pick six. Very next play, they come back and they torch him for a touchdown. If there's nothing else that tells you, this guy has got the mindset to be a professional quarterback and a real good one, that does it right there. You know, and when you rebuild the offense the way they did with all these free agents are always a hit or miss. They hit on Henry, they hit on Bourne. You know, the other two guys were pretty much worthless, Aguilar and Jonnu Smith. I mean, all you need to know about Aguilar is that when he was in Philadelphia, the guy had a history of dropping balls. It was so bad that when he rescued a baby from a burning building, the Philadelphia fans' only comment was, I'm glad he didn't drop him, you know. So he's not going to be around very long. This year, I would predict that Belichick will have to rebuild the defense, whether it's free agents or whether it's draft, probably both, and let the trollers have their day. Let, you know, Shaughnessy and Volan, you know, enjoy themselves. You know, when you're at the top for a long time, you know, people take their shots when they can get them. I have complete faith in Belichick's ability to build a roster. If he did get an Executive of the Year award, he certainly deserves it. And I got to laugh. The one thing I'm really interested to follow is how does Bob Kraft act? You know, the leaks that he always likes to drop in the media. You know, he was happy to take credit about the draft and all the things that he forced Belichick to do in theory. I'm curious how he reacts. Now, does he throw Belichick under the bus? I tell you, the Giants need a GM and a coach. It would be really interesting to see. You really think he's that bad? Then fire him, Mr. Kraft, okay? And see who picks him up and see who rubs your nose in it for the next 20 years, you know? I mean, this team wouldn't be what it was without Bob Kraft as an owner. But I got to tell you, I'm getting so tired of his prima donna and oversensitivity of the last few years. I just want to say, look, be quiet and let the world think you're a genius, because you are. But, you know, the more you talk, the more you lower your stature, in my mind anyways. But go Patriots. You know, Buffalo's doing well right now. Do it for 5 or 10 years before you tell me how wonderful you are when those big contracts kick in for Kansas City, for Buffalo. Go Pats. Bill Belichick is great. And I'm real optimistic about the future.
All right. Thank you very much, Nick. I appreciate the call.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.